Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Today's Topics with me, Elmo. And obviously, I'm your host. But today, I just wanted to go over a few things, like one, about Disney Plus and some other tech news that's been going on in the world, along with some video game news and some, you know, just roundabout stuff. I've also got a big announcement to make as far as this podcast goes, so I hope y'all stay tuned. But right before that, let's hear a message from our sponsors. Well, one of them. Alright, and we're back. Well, I say we're like I've got a mouse in my pocket or something. It's just me here. Today, I'm just going to go ahead and make this big announcement first. I will be changing the name of this podcast. Now, keep in mind, that literally means nothing to the podcast. I'm just going to call it something different. For those of you who have already subscribed and listened to me regularly, everything's just going to be normal. But for those that, you know, may look me up every now and then, I hope that you're listening to this episode. I don't know what I'm changing it to yet. I'm going to do some real strong thinking about it. I've got a few options. But the reason why I'm changing it is due to YouTube's new COPPA FTC regulations that are going to take place. And I figure if YouTube was the first step, then they're going to infiltrate everything eventually. And being as I have the nickname Elmo, that puts me at a really strong subject for childhood targeting. Like, they would assume that I would be doing that, which I'm not. I have no idea why anybody would want to do that. But just simply the name that I have, even though I spelled it different, I don't want to risk that. The fact that I'm called Elmo, it's a lot of history to me. The fact of why I got the nickname and the reason why I'm okay with being called it is completely irrelevant to that subject, and it also has nothing to do with it. Well, I just kind of said the same thing over. Anyway, you get my point. But just to keep myself out of, I guess you could say, out of the overseeing eye, I'm going to change the name of the podcast and try to drop my nickname on as many platforms as I can. Facebook's already putting up a fight. They don't want me to change the name. I've tried changing the name of my page for my YouTube channel. They won't let me do it. Like they said, I didn't have a good enough basis. All right then. I'll keep it that. But you know what? Later on, I'm going to start a new page. And then get over it and delete the old one. Point is, I just kind of want to get this out there. It's very uncertain what the FTC is going to do with this. It's kind of a mumbo-jumbo, and it'll be a train wreck to start with, just like any new big law system is. I would never target kids, and I know a lot of people out there wouldn't. But when it comes to these videos like the Momo Challenge, and the Tide Pod Challenge, and the Cinnamon Challenge, and the Condom Challenge, a lot of them probably didn't target kids, but a lot of kids got influence off those videos. So, I mean, the first step is YouTube is making us all, when we upload a video, we have to choose whether or not it's meant for kids, and most of us say no. But apparently, that's not even going to be good enough. I mean, YouTube is still going to be scanning your videos, and then they can still choose to demonetize. So that's going to, I don't know how this is going to play out. Mostly, my videos are food reviews. I know kids that watch food reviews. Am I targeting kids that watch food reviews? No. I'm just trying to get food reviews out there. But I'm going to be punished because some sicko wants to harm a kid. Or wants to get kids to follow and completely just act in a way that they should not be acting. Like the Momo Challenge, you know, kids died from that, and then kids killed other other people because of that Momo challenge, and it was just stupid. They didn't realize what they were doing because they were so young. But that's kind of the real basis of why I changed my name. I've got another podcast where I do a lot more political talk and stuff, and I didn't really go over it that much because I didn't think it was really that important to the podcast because they didn't, you know, they wouldn't see it. But this is the tech world, and this is the social media tech world that we live in, and I figured going into a deeper explanation about what I feel like is going to happen with this on this channel would be more relevant than the political agenda-ish news-style podcast of that one. If y'all want to check that one out, it's called What Matters to Me. I recently changed it. It used to be called Good Morning with Elmo. Yeah. But like I said, I changed it for the same reason. And I haven't been able to find that podcast, honestly. I've got like 4 episodes. I did it for a little while, like 3 episodes, and then like it just wouldn't get any views. So I'm just going to keep on going with it because there's a lot of stuff that's happening in the world today, and it's not just politics. It's just news in general. And I like to get that stuff off my chest. I don't like to keep it bottled up, so to speak. So I started that podcast. If it goes anywhere, it goes. If it don't, it don't. You know, I'm happy either way. I'm still going to probably put stuff on there. Just to, you know, it's a place for me to get it off my chest. Like I said. But with this FTC COPPA, whatever you want to call it, it's still childhood protection, privacy, something. Anyway, how far are they going to take it? That's the biggest question I have, is how far are they going to take it? Are they going to just, you know, kids playing with toys? Yeah, that's obviously targeting kids. Slime videos, that's obviously targeting kids. And I kind of feel bad for this one channel that my daughters watch. It's the LeBrant family. Good channel, good clean channel. I mean, I wouldn't see that they were, you know, it's just kind of like a blog channel or a vlog or whatever you call them. You know, I would never see that they would do any harm to any kids whatsoever. But are they going to get targeted and punished just simply because they're reaching out to kids? And I don't think that's right. So there will be a lot of bugs in this system. And maybe they'll work them out to where everybody's treated fairly and equal. And that really it just comes down to the point where these people, these sickos that are trying to target kids into getting them to do stuff that they shouldn't do, and or getting them to reveal their information to them, will be prosecuted in a fair and just way. So that's the end of that discussion. I have had a couple weeks of Disney Plus, and I will say, is it the Netflix killer? Not yet. But it had a very, very good launch. A very good launch. 10 million people subscribed on launch day. But, you know, everybody wants a 7-day free trial. I don't think the numbers of how many stayed have been released. And then also, of those that stayed, how many was it that they forgot to cancel their free trial and they got charged and just forgot about it? But at $7.99, you can't really complain. Netflix is all the way up to $16 a month now if you want to watch on all the screens you can in HD. And even like $12 a month if you don't. If you just want to watch on one. It's expensive, and that's standard definition. With Disney coming out with this, I mean, granted, it's all their own shows. But there's a lot of subsidy companies they haven't even added their shows from. You know, the ones they own licenses to. Like, they own a lot of Warner Brothers. But I don't see hardly any Warner Brothers pictures on there. I think Fantastic Beast. No, wait. I'm getting it confused with my satellite DVR list. But the point is, you know, they own a lot of WB. I don't know if they own it all or completely. I just know they own a portion of it because, you know, it was listed in my sources. And if they put all those on there, that means they'll put all the Harry Potters on there. They'll put all the, like, the Animaniacs and all those WB cartoons that we used to have as kids. Like, Saturday morning cartoons. I they could add those. And it would just be like a really big nostalgia flashback. Now, Netflix is trying to pair with Nickelodeon. And that's a good move. Don't get me wrong. That is a good move. But Nickelodeon's not as big as Disney. They don't own as much as Disney. They can't reach out to other subsidies like Disney can. Because Disney owns most of the entertainment world today. Not a lot of people realize that. They own a lot. Because when they bought Fox, that Fox owned a lot to start with. You know, and they could even add all the little shows that Fox had. Like MASH. I'd love to see MASH on there. And maybe there's a few other classic TV shows that may have been owned by Fox or may have been owned by a studio that was bought by one of the bigger companies later on. But back to what I was saying, no, Disney Plus is not a Netflix killer yet. And then also I heard the source that Netflix was only going to use Nickelodeon to create originals. Now, if they don't put all the Nickelodeon cartoons that used, you know, every single one of them, like the Angry Beavers, Rocko's Modern Life, CatDog, all them, if they don't put every episode on there, and they just use Nickelodeon as a studio for future originals that you can only find on Netflix, it's going to bomb on them so fast that they can't even turn their head around. They need the old shows because we miss those. Us 90s kids miss those shows. You can't find them anywhere. And if you do, you have to wait till like late in the night for them to show up on TV. It's ridiculous. You know, in our opinion, well, they don't make cartoons like they used to. They all those weird cartoons now, and it's not right. They're not funny anymore. I mean, granted, the old cartoons were a little violent, like Courage the Cowardly Dog, but that was Cartoon Network. CatDog was a little violent. They was always hitting each other. Tom and Jerry, Cartoon Network, obviously, but they were always hitting each other, but they were funny. But yet, you didn't see one thing. Violence was not an issue back then. You know, we didn't go beat up each other. But yet we watched cartoons at home where, you know, Bugs Bunny was shot at all the time. Yosemite Sam shot people all the time. Or shot at people all the time. I don't remember if he ever actually hit anybody. But if Nickelodeon just does not put those shows on Netflix, it's going to hurt them more than it's going to help them. That's just my opinion. Take it or leave it. All right, moving on to the next subject. Old Elon Musk. And I say old, I don't call him old. Old as in O-L-E. Him and his Cybertruck. You know, I'm all about the future. You know, and modern designs. But I just got one thing to say. That's about the ugliest truck I've ever seen. It is. It literally is. There is, I don't know, like, I feel like when I look at it, I'm looking at it like a 90s video game. And that's what I feel like I'm looking at. Like, I feel like we're going into the past. Did not people learn from, what was it, AMC? Yeah, American Motors. From the DeLorean, that nobody buys a stainless steel truck or vehicle. I mean, the most popular reason for the DeLorean was Back to the Future. It's just crazy. Like, and then the flipping windows that were supposed to be bulletproof shattered. Well, they didn't fully shatter, but there was a steel ball that hit them, and they cracked pretty good. So it's like, what? Like you say, they're bulletproof, but a steel ball can hit them? Nonetheless, like I said, I think it's ugly. I really do. It's too pointy. And granted, I know that electric motors, as far as like power, can easily surpass a fossil fuel, or I guess you could call it a biofuel because it is made from, well, let's just go fossil fuel, powered vehicle. But the issue with it is, battery life. Most people that need trucks for hauling and stuff like that, because it, you know, you've seen the video, they were pulling a F-150 up a hill. Or downhill, or, yeah, no, it was uphill. They was pulling it up a hill. And it was just completely, you know, burning tires, you know, couldn't get a grip, nothing. Now, granted, somebody said let the F-150 fill the bed of the truck up to its payload and then try to do that. Which, yeah, granted, the electric truck may have still beat them. But here's the thing. When people use trucks to haul stuff, a lot of people are not hauling 100 miles down the way. They're hauling big loads. Big loads. And that would drain the battery power way, way too fast. The battery technology is nowhere near what it needs to be in order to have those big hauling electric trucks. Now, I have seen in other countries, I think Germany's one of them, they've started introducing fully electric semis. That's ingenious. But also, if they were to be smart about it and line the whole trailer, like, say, take an inch of each side, top and bottom, and put nothing but battery in it, and connect that to the truck so it would have all that, and then also have, like, a little bit of motors in the trailer wheels, that way it could help with braking and pushing, I guess you could say. That would be ingenious. I think that would be a good idea. But just in a simple everyday pickup for Americans, it's in the future. I see it being in the future. But our battery technology, I don't think it's just ready for it. Just not right now. Okay, moving on to the next topic. I just seen here says something about, click back on it there. Says countries urgently need to ramp up emissions cuts to meet climate targets. You know, I'm not one to judge, and I don't like to say that somebody is completely bold-faced lying, but somebody is. NASA came out, two weeks ago, and said that the ozone layer, or the ozone hole, was actually reportedly a lot smaller than it had been in recent studies, and then also that the Antarctica had gained more ice than melted last year. So, if we're at this point where we're actually regenerating the Earth, so to speak, why are we pushing so hard to keep going with it? If what's true about what NASA says, then why are we pushing so hard to put so many limitations on companies? If the limitations are there, that are they not good enough? Like, we're obviously reversing stuff, so why can't we just leave it at that? Now, granted, before anybody flips their handle and goes off on me on this, I'm a big supporter of clean environment. I'm a big supporter in clean air. One, I don't want to breathe it. There's too many chemicals in that crap. I don't want my kids to breathe it. There's, like I said, there's too many chemicals in that stuff. And it literally, I believe it's the reason for the rise in cancer, along with a lot of highly processed foods. And by highly processed foods, I mean simply ones like the frozen TV dinners and stuff like that. You don't know what's in them. Like, you buy mashed potatoes from a store that's already made. You don't know what's in them. It's not healthy. I've ate them a lot. I still eat them. I shouldn't. But until the price of the real ones come down, well, as far as potatoes go, they're pretty doggone cheap to start with. So I can't really use that as an excuse. But like, you go to the lunch meat section, and you don't buy the one up at the deli that's real nice and flavored and it looks like it actually came off of a ham. You go and buy the cheap one, looks like they took a bunch of ham bits and pressed them together and made you a ham block. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there that the FDA doesn't require them to list. Specifically, anyway. Like, they're required to list it, but they're not really really required to say exactly what it is. There was something came out a while back, and I doubt I could even find the link for it now, but it was a study that, and I read this myself. It wasn't somebody sending it to me. I read this myself, that imitation vanilla was partially flavored by an excrement out of a beaver's anus. Apparently there is a gland in a beaver's anus that emits a secretion that tastes just like vanilla. My question is, who was the first person to find that out? Who's going around eating beaver poop? But do you see what I mean? That's my point with this whole story, is that they say, it says natural flavorings, or natural and artificial flavorings. They don't say what those flavorings come from. Eating a beaver's butthole cannot be healthy for you. Then again, you know, we look at the Native Americans, and they ate, well, every part of the animal was used. That's all I can tell you about that, but who knows anymore. But I mean, you know, yes, I believe that we should keep our ground clean, because just as it goes back to the simple fact of, you pick up trash, you pick up your trash, you don't litter the ground. It, you know, you got it. It's your responsibility to keep it. As far as landfills go, we should recycle more. That should be our responsibility as humans, to recycle more. If there's anything we can use again, why not use it? You know, growing up, if we had a water bottle, or like not like a water bottle, but like a Gatorade bottle, we got done drinking it. Gatorade bottles are pretty tough. Well, they were back then. Now you drop them and the lids bust. But back then they were pretty sturdy. So when we got done drinking one, we would use it as a water bottle, you know, until the lid cracked or dry rotted. And we're not doing that anymore. We drink a bottle of water, we throw it out. And of course the bottles are just getting practically uselessly thin. Of course, I know this is a save on cost because they're making so many of them. It's hard to believe that Perrier, I believe, was the first people to bottle water, and they bottled it in glass, and they said, here, let's sell this to the Americans. They'll buy anything. And we did. And now we have every brand of bottled water possible, flavorings and everything. Not to complain, I do like the fact that somebody else is filtering water for us, and we don't have to drink that nasty city water junk, even though we eat it. I think that's a lot of our health issue problems. What's in the water? Well, we treat it and clean it. No, you don't. You throw some chlorine in it and filter it out. That's all you do. Tell you what, if we all knew the truth about the stuff that's left in the water, especially with all these medicines that are coming out now that everybody's still flushing down the toilets and it's still going into the water reservoirs, it's amazing that we're all still alive, to be honest with you. But, you know, let's get off the environment for a sec, you know, at least the rest of this episode, and get on to more other topics. I said I was going to go to video game news and tech news, and, well, you know, let's talk about that. Over the weekend, it was Black Friday, obviously, with all the deals out there. I think, honestly, as far as consoles go, video game consoles, I think Xbox had pretty much the best deal, if you can give up the disc game. For $150 is not a bad price for a brand new console that's not the greatest, but I mean, it is a fully functional console that will get you at the most of this generation. With that being said, it's not as good as the One X. Granted, if you were okay with worse than PS4 regular graphics, but instead would rather have 4K video, streaming, playing, whatnot, then you had a pretty good deal there. But, in my opinion, I think Xbox or Microsoft, I should say, should have came out with an option like that for the Xbox One X. Maybe make an all digital. Dadgum, I keep getting tongue tied. An all digital One X sell it for maybe like $300. I don't know about $300. That's still kind of steep. I think it would have sold though. I think it would have really sold. I mean, really, I think it would have. But you know, at least it was a better deal than what PlayStation had, and even their PS4 Slim was still $200. But so was the Xbox One S with the disc. It was $200. So I guess that's the price point that we're at with the old consoles now. I keep calling them old consoles. Same generation, just previous versions. I actually did not purchase any new video games over the weekend. I actually went up there to get me a new headset. New set of Turtle Beaches. And the ones that I was going to get were gone. I didn't have the extra change to get the other ones because those are like $90. But I was going to get a pair of like $25 ones. They were gone. But then I got to look and they weren't really the ones that I wanted anyway. I wanted the ones that hook in through USB. They have that USB amplifier on the Xbox. But they didn't have any. So, oh well. You know.
Oh well.
Just because I wanted to keep my controller from draining the battery so fast. Because it seems like I get one good day of play out of it, maybe one and a half, and the battery's dead because the headphones drain it all. Between chatting with my buddies and whatnot. But also, I don't feel like the games that were available to be discounted at this time were as plentiful. I feel like last year you had like 15, 20 different games that were like top notch that were getting discounted to like $35, $30 to $40. This year we had two or three, maybe. I'll give it a good solid 6 or 7. Just to kind of even it out and say we had some. Modern Warfare was one of them. Need for Speed Heat was another, which actually kind of just snuck out there on us. Like, I didn't see no trailers for it, no uploads, no gameplay footage, nothing. And then all of a sudden, I see a trailer on Facebook one day, and then all of a sudden it pops up. It's released, and I'm like, what? But apparently it's really good. Jedi Fallen Order, I really want to play that game. I have not got it yet, and it's itching me. Like, I want to get it so bad. Like, I want to pick it up this weekend, but I know if I do, I've not got Christmas shopping done yet. So if I do pick it up this weekend, I'm going to have to hear it from somebody. Somebody I live with, and I love her dearly. But she doesn't exactly see eye to eye on the geeky, so to speak, world that I live in. So she kind of just says that video games are kind of childish. But me and her are even. She likes being creative with her primitive farmhouse style decor. I call it old junk. So that's how I consider us even when it comes to that. So I get the laugh in. Anyway. Huh. And you know, being as it was Black Friday, I was going back through and listening. Or not listening. I was looking at the Black Friday ad for Walmart. And Walmart had a lot of good deals. None of them were hardly in the electronics section. Like, a lot of their stuff was like Instant Pots, Crock Pots, Waffle Makers, Mixing Bowls, and all that other good stuff that you need in your day-to-day life. But they had a few TV deals. One of them I should have picked up when I had the chance instead of wasting my money on fast food, which I have a really bad habit of doing. And that could explain why I'm so overweight. Nonetheless, it was like an $88 TV. And the reason why I said I needed to pick that up, or not $88, it's like $100 for a 30-something inch. I was going to try to get my little boy a TV for Christmas. Because he has literally completely taken over our TV, and all he wants to watch is cars. He wants his tow mater. The kids too. He's almost three. He'll be three in April, and all he wants to watch is Tomater. Tomater, Tomater, Tomater. So, needless to say, we was going to get him a TV just so we could have our TV in the living room back. But like I said, not a lot of deals in the tech world as far as Walmart goes. Now, a lot of other stores like Amazon, they had a pretty good set of deals on their TCL TVs. Ownable, if you ever look them up, those are a decent. That's a decent service. I've had it before. I've completed one loan from them. And what it is it's basically like Rent-A-Center, except it doesn't have any stores. So the prices of it are a lot cheaper. Like you go up, they do a credit check, they give you a rental agreement or a rental cap. You have to at least, on an order, you have to at least rent $200 worth of merchandise. And that's not $200 a month or anything like that. That is $200 total value. Like, so you can't get a set of Beats headphones and rent them out. You have to get a Beats headphones and you have to get three or four Beats headphones. Just something that the total value equals at least $200. But what you do is it's broken down into however much a week you pay bi-weekly. Every 2 weeks, they take the money straight out of your account. And this is not a sponsor, guys. I'm just being nice and talking about it. And the product comes from Best Buy. They work through Best Buy. It's basically like they go and buy it for you and you pay them back. And it ships straight to your door. If you have any problems, they easily work with you. So they can either exchange or refund and cancel, whatnot, whatever needs to be done. It's a great, great company. I have bought a 50-inch 4K TV from them. And I paid, I think I got it for, it was a Black Friday deal from last year. And I got it for $13 a week. No, it was $12 and something a week. So every 2 weeks, I paid about $24. It would come straight out of my account. And I did this for 6 months. That's all it is. It's all 6 months. You pay that for 6 months. You go to Aaron's or you go to Rent-A-Center or something like that, you're paying that for 2 years. Or an even higher price. It was a cheaper TV. I will say that. For a $200 TV or $250 TV, I ended up paying like $350 by the time it was said and done, I think. Y'all did the math. I don't remember. But it's very, very reasonable if you can't make that big payment all at once. But anyway, enough about Black Friday. Black Friday is over with. Cyber Monday is coming up at the time of recording this, so I will not have any updates about Cyber Monday and how that went, even though this is going to be published on Wednesday. I got nothing. You know, because I do have kids, I have to record a lot of my episodes pretty early sometimes. So, yeah, there's that. Well, in other news, I say that like I'm a news reporter. But, so, apparently Elon Musk, you know, I talked about his truck in the beginning and how horridly ugly it was. He's actually got a pretty good idea about something else. He wants to launch a network of satellites up into space that orbit at a certain level that it doesn't interfere with other satellites or whatever, and create like a complete net of the Earth in them. That's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing, because what can those satellites be used for? Surveillance, obviously. But he wants to be able to give every single person in the world, even on Antarctica, I think, or maybe not Antarctica. Yeah, Antarctica, or maybe even the North Pole. He wants to give Santa Claus internet. Okay. So, if he was to do this, the vast amount of money it would take to put all those satellites up there would be immense. But the question is, would he charge so much for it that nobody would buy it? See, that's the fine line he's going to have to play here, is because we're not going to pay $100 a month for crappy internet. But also at the same time, if he's going to put satellites up there and that many to where there's not enough to worry about lagging, he needs to make an unlimited plan. So that way anything that needs to be sent out, you can send out whatever. But also, I do worry about how the government's going to use that. Because he's going to call it Skylink. Some people see Skynet, which is very disastrous in a few movies I've heard about. But, you know, that's how it goes. And I eventually think this whole planet will have internet, and I believe this whole planet will eventually become civilized if the Lord lets it last that long. That is the question. When's the end? We don't know. If you're a faithful man like I am, we're not supposed to know. We're just supposed to believe and have faith that it will, that he is coming again. Okay? That is kind of scary, but, you know, we're not supposed to be afraid. We're supposed to be numb to it, I guess. Numb to it with trust. But back on the subject of tech. Well, actually, not really tech. This ain't tech. Back on the subject of NASA, they discovered the Milky Way has a black hole that weighs extra heavy. And not to criticize, but how can they tell its weight? I mean, they can tell the density, obviously. Or can they? They've never went through a black hole. They never traveled through the center. So how would they exactly know how dense this black hole was, other than an image of it being bigger than other ones? I don't know. It's not my job to do that. I'm not intellectually trained in that department, so I don't feel like I would give a fair judgment when it comes to calls like that. But I think that's it for today. Thank you all for listening. I hope I've put some knowledge in you. Maybe if you stick around a couple more episodes, I'll put even more knowledge in you. And hopefully you all don't see me as a bumbling buffoon. Maybe that's what I should change my name to, the Bumbling Buffoon. It would fit. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Share this with your family and friends. Like the episode. Comment on the episode, because if you comment, that gets us in the atmosphere of searching and trending and all that other good stuff. And just want to say, God bless y'all. See y'all next time.